Could be one of those. I think we better start. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
It's lovely to see you all. So very pleased to welcome our friends from Bethesda and other visitors. And I've got some names of other visitors, like Mark and Fran and Hallie and Felix. Lovely, who are Diane's and whatever his name is, Paul's, doing well this morning. Grandchildren. It's how lovely to have a little smiley face. Oh, how adorable. Great. Anyway, lovely to see everyone this morning, not just little ones. It's very good. And so we're very pleased to welcome everybody. So there will be tea and coffee served in the hall after the service. And we are holding a faith lunch today. And we hope that many of you will be able to join us for that too. Prayer will be available after the service. Please remain in your seat, or you can come to the front, and someone will come alongside you to pray. Please, would everyone else go across to the hall quietly to continue fellowship? Now, I saw it back there. Our film night was held last night, and it raised 144, was it?
Yeah.
You weren't there? Oh, 144. Yep, there. And it was for which charity?
Leprosy Mission.
Great, thank you. Now, there was a sign up before. We will be having open mic, but that's towards the end of the service. So please be thinking of what you would want to share with us. So today's service was always designated as a fellowship service, and we had invited Ruth Lucas to preach this morning. Now, unfortunately, as you probably know, Eric fell and broke his leg on his 96th birthday, which is about a month ago. We understand he's recovering well, but Ruth is his main carer, and it's a very demanding role, and Ruth is very tired. So we think of them, but we are, you know, it's a shame, but I'm sure she'll come at a later date, and I'm glad to hear that Eric is recovering. But we are very grateful that Barbara Jacobs quickly offered to lead a Songs of Praise service today. So we welcome you all to a good sing this morning. We hope you're all in good voice. Sheila will be playing for us on the organ, I was going to say, and the piano, but I think you're not now. I would say not at the same time. unfortunately, Heather is not able to be with us today. There's a lady coming, it's Enid coming in. Needs a bit of help. Unfortunately, Heather is not able to be with us today as her husband Derek is in hospital. So we send them our good wishes. So thank you to all our singers and to Ali on computer, Frank our steward, our Bible readers and welcomers. And next Sunday, Martin DeLapp will be preaching here. Now we do have a birthday that we know about. It's Margaret's, ooh, little person, Margaret's birthday this week coming. Is it any more other birthdays? No. No one, so we'll sing. Birthday to you, happy birthday to you, may God's love go with you, happy birthday. To you. Well done. Welcome. I must say I'm very much looking forward to our songs of praise. My very first service as a worship leader back in August 2007 was a songs of praise service. Now, I was rather nervous that day, but I received great encouragement from our minister, Malcolm Bailey. If you remember Malcolm, he said, just go for it. So so that's been like, I'll take that to heart. So let us open our service with a call to worship. The call to worship is from Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that our enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing to you. They sing praise to your name. So now we're going to... do you want to come up now, Barbara? No, do you want to start now? Well, shall I announce the first song? And then you've got things you want to do. Well, that's it then. Please come up, then I'll leave that there. Leave that one there. Carry on.
Good morning and welcome to our songs of praise. Praise the Lord who doth nourish thy life and restore thee, fitting thee well for the tasks that are ever before thee. Then to thy need he like a father doth speed, spreading the wings of grace before thee. Let us sing, praise my soul the King of heaven, and how sweet the name of Jesus sounds. For this time together, when we come into your presence, set apart from the world outside, to be with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you that you called each one of us to follow you, that we became children of God, and that we can call you Father. For your love, a love which calls you to give your only begotten Son to die on a cross so that our sins could be forgiven. And we thank you that he arose on the third day and is now in heaven making intercession for us and has prepared a place so that where he is, we may be also. Lord, you knew we would need you to guide us and guard us because you lived on earth amongst us. So you sent your Holy Spirit to live in our hearts of all that call you Saviour. You also gave your chosen people to be inspired to write down words of instructions for us to live by, and we thank you for our Holy Bible, which is translated in many languages for all to share throughout the world. We thank you for creation, the beauty of the earth, the sun to light by day, the moon by night, the beauty of the flowers and trees, the parks, the beaches, and the vastness of the sea, all created for us to enjoy. So, Lord, we pray that governments around the world will keep their promises to make the world a better, safer place to live in. For we ask this in your most precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us sing praise to the Lord the Almighty and at the name of Jesus. What is praise? Praise. We are told to praise the Lord. The word praise is mentioned 300 times in the Bible. So what does the word praise mean? The dictionary says, the act of expression, commendation, admiration, etc. The condition of being commended, admired, etc. The extolling of a deity, or the rendering of homage and gratitude to a deity. The word deity, according to the dictionary, means a god or goddess, the state of being divine, godhead, the rank, position, and status of a god, the nature and character of a god. But deity, spelt with a capital D, states the supreme being god, and that's the god that we are worshipping today, spelt with a capital D. So let us sing, praise him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, and how great thou art. Mary is going to read our first psalm. Thank you, Mary.
The first psalm is Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all open ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let us sing, I will sing the wondrous story. And now Sue is going to read our second psalm for us.
I'm reading Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Let us sing. Come, let us sing of a wonderful love. I was in France, sitting reading my Bible, and in the notes, three lovely words jumped out of the page. Grace, mercy, and peace. Grace is mentioned 190 times in the King James Bible, mercy 350 times, and peace 470 times. So when I came home, I searched through the scriptures, and I would like to share a few with you. Grace. What is the meaning of grace? The directory says goodwill or favour, mercy, clemency, divine assistance, and power given to man, unmerited gift granted by God, and a short prayer at the beginning and end of a meal. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of this great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Mercy, the dictionary says, compassionate and of an offender, and that the mercy seat is the throne of God. And Micah chapter 6 verse 8 says, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. And 1 Peter 1 verse 3, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for his great mercy he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. Peace, the dictionary says, the absence of war, making the end of war, harmony, freedom from strife, law and order in a state, and a state of silence, stillness and serenity. Mark 4, verse 39 says, then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And John 14, 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen.
So Jesus promised us that if we ask, we shall receive, if we seek, we shall find, and if we knock, the door will be opened to us. So when I say, Lord, in your mercy, please respond with, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you in prayer, that we can put into words all the things that concern and worry us. We know that you hear us and that our prayers are answered. The answers may not always be the ones we expect, but we have to learn to trust your wisdom and mercy. We pray for our world. We almost feel frightened to watch the TV news. There is still war in Ukraine. Now there is fighting in the Middle East, in Iran, Israel, and the Gulf states. We just want there to be peace in these countries. We want people to be safe. We want solutions to be found without the use of bombs or missiles or drones. Innocent people are being killed, and young men are dying as they fight for their country. If only all the money spent on armaments could be used for good things like education, healthcare, or housing. Lord, we want truth and peace to prevail. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for our church family worldwide. We remember the plight of Christians in countries where it's dangerous to worship God openly. We need to build a world where all are welcome. We pray for persecuted Christians in all parts of the world. Give them courage to keep serving you and keep us steadfast in our faith. Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for our church family closer to home. We pray for our ministers, Dawn, Peter, and Keith, all retired ministers, and our circuit pastoral workers. We pray for local preachers, worship leaders, our stewards and church officers, music group, technical helpers, and Sunday club teachers. We thank you for Messy Church, Messy Bears and Messy Vintage, the Open the Door team who go into St. Mary's School, and we pray for the congregation at the parish church and the rector, Kirsty. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for our families and friends. We thank you for the security of being part of a family, for the opportunity to celebrate special family events and anniversaries. Bless our family members who are in England or further afield. Bless all those who are away travelling. We entrust them to your special care. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all members of our congregation. We especially remember those who used to be part of our fellowship, but are no longer able to worship with us due to frailty or ill health. And we pray for God's healing touch to be upon them. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for those undergoing medical treatment and for all who need healing. Give knowledge and skill to the doctors and nurses. Support them in the demanding jobs they undertake, and let them know how much they are appreciated. We pray for people who are waiting for treatment. Let them know that you are beside them. And more personally, we pray for our dear sister Anne Fells. We pray that you will bless her and sustain her at this difficult time. We pray for Eric and Ruth Lucas. We pray for Eric's recovery following his fall when he broke his leg. We pray for Ruth, who is caring for him. Give her strength, Lord, and energy to cope with the situation. And we also remember Heather and her husband Derek, who's been in hospital recently. We thank you for so many prayers answered, but we continue to pray for healing for our church family and their families, as well as all known to us who are struggling with ill health. We pray that you will be with each one, giving healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy. And Father, we lift up to you those who have been bereaved. Comfort them and give them strength at this difficult time. We think particularly of Jenny Rossiter, whose husband Mike recently passed away at Jersey Hospice. And I want to remember the family of Sandra Rowe, whose funeral I attended on Friday at St. Aubyn. Please bless John and Lizzie and Emma. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I think we have to receive the offering. Seems a long time. You're going to do it. Yeah, please do. Please do. Sorry, I thought I was being helpful.
Yeah. Could I have the offertory, please?
Off.
Let us end our songs of praise by singing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, and to God be the glory. And let us share the grace together. And the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now.